You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's about time for a miracle, your miracle especially. We thank God for this day. We thank God for you that's tuning in to the radio broadcast already by the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations that was mentioned. I'm so glad you took time out. I'm so glad you're taking time out to tune into the radio broadcast this morning. It's about time for your miracle. Nobody else's miracle. Your miracle. It's your time. Your turn. It's your time to come up, come out, come cross, come through. Because why? This is the day that the Lord has made, and you will, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. I'm so excited that you're here with me. You stay with me. I'll stay with you for 1 hour. 1 hour. Tell somebody to turn on your radio. Tell somebody to put it up on Facebook. Tell somebody, pull it up. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Who don't need a miracle? We all need miracles. We all need miracles in certain things, and certain things that happen in certain situations. God is still who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Be not weary in well-doing, my friend. Be not weary in well-doing, mother, sisters, or brothers. Because he that will come shall come. He's going to do it by a miracle for you. He's waiting on you. He's trusting and waiting on you. He's depending on you to do what? To hold out. He's depending on you to do what? To keep the faith. He's depending on you. Praise God. You know, a lot of times we say we're depending on God. Yes, but God is depending on us. Why? Because he's still who he say he is. His word is his bond towards us, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. We must do what? Hold fast. Hold fast to our confession. We must do what? Hold fast to our confession and be not weary in well doing. Because guess what? In due season, in due time, we'll reap if we faint not. Why? Because Jesus lives. Why? Because he's on the throne. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace with that being said. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, the activity of our limbs, the blood running warm in our vein, God. Hallelujah. We thank you today, oh God. Some have already got up, God. Some have already taken off to go to work, and some is at work, Father. We thank you. Some may have the day off to take care of business, Father. We thank you today, God. Some may be traveling today. Cover them in your blood, Father, in every area of their lives, God. Take care of them, Lord. Give them favor today, God, in everything that they do, every situation, God. God, I thank you for directing their pathway today. Look on the sick. Look on the shut-in today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Most of all, God, save somebody today, God. Deliver and set free today, God, that we know you can and you will do it, Father. Lift the heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. Let the blind see, Lord. Let the deaf ears be unstopped, God. Hallelujah. Let the dumb tongue be loose, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you today, Father. We thank you for peace today, God, right now in every situation, God. Yes, God, some may be guilty. Some may not be guilty today, God, in the court system, God. Give them peace, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Show your hand mightily, God. You still, God, show your hand. You still able to do a scene above all. We thank our acts, Father. Now, God, we thank you, and we decree and we declare it's done by the spoken and grafted word that we stand on, and we believe and we confess out of our mouth right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, so shall it be, and it is, because he lives, and he reign and rule. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you this morning to all of you that's tuning into the radio broadcast, the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Thank God for you coming on to Cypress audience already. Thank God for you that will come back and review and hear, listen to this telecast and this radio broadcast. Amen. By the way, Cypress audience, I thank God for you. Listen, I want to thank God. I want to thank God. Oh, what a powerful revival last week down in Melbourne and Palm Bay area with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. Elizabeth Haywood. Hallelujah. Miracle Healing Deliverance Revival Center. Oh my God, what a time we had there. Starting Monday night, going all the way to Friday night. God did some things. God opened up doors for people. God set people free. Hallelujah. God healed, delivered, and set free in that services. Amen. That revival, we want to thank God. Oh my God, we want to thank God for every one of you that came overcome, cross come through, it came out, amen, and got what you need. You got what you need that week, and we thank God for you. It was, oh my God, it was fire in the place. As the revival, as the flyer said, revival, fire revival. God did it. He met the needs of the people, and we are so grateful. Now, on next month, Hallelujah, Sucker Week, Apostle Elizabeth Haywood will be up with us. And I will let you know more about it next month, the second week, hallelujah, of that month. She will be with us. I will let you know more about it as time approaches. Praise God. I'm telling you, it was something. Yesterday in our services, there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, God bless all of you that came. Amen. And that was in the services. And we do thank God for the moving of the power of the Holy Ghost, where he moved so profound on yesterday. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Pick up your bed. Pick up your bed and walk. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your bed affliction. Pick it up. Hallelujah. Don't let it carry you. You carry it. Come out that bed. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go and review the telecast, by the way, of Cypress audience. Amen. And you'll see what took place. Amen. A lot of times we're carrying stuff and we're laying in stuff that God have already brought us through, brought us out, delivered us and healed us. And we still yet laying in that. Praise our God. But we've been healed. We've been delivered and we've been set free from that. Praise God. So I have no, he told me, pick up your bed and walk. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick that situation up. You're more no longer laying in that situation. You're no more longer tied in that situation. Pick it up. Get up from there. Praise God. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get up. Don't hold your head down. Get up. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Don't let depression overtake you. Depression overtake you. Get up. Don't let this sickness overtake you. Get up out of that bed of affliction and pick it up and walk. And the Bible said immediately, praise God, immediately, hallelujah, he got up. He got up today. So if you're in a bed of affliction, if you're in a bed of a thing that God has already delivered you from, pick it up. Don't go back in it and get in there. Get up from there and pick it up and walk up right from that. I want to let you know he's still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. It's going to be some great things coming up. Amen. So stay tuned to the broadcast. Amen. On Mondays and Fridays. Amen. So that you may be able to be a partaker of the great things that will be coming up for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Want to see you there. Want to see you in the place. Praise God. Give honor to our church mother. Amen. And to all the saints of God, the people of God at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We thank God for you, you, and you. Be not dismayed. Because guess what? Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. God will take care of you, my friend. God will take care of you, my sister. God will take care of you, my brother. Be not dismayed, because guess what? That thing that the enemy has tried to take you out with, that thing that the enemy is trying to come up against you with, it will not prosper. It will not work. Why? Because God has given you the power. God has given you the understanding and the clarity that he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Hallelujah. This is where you got to get to the point. This is where you got to get to the point in this situation. Whatever the situation may be, you got to say, your will be done, Lord. You got to say, your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done, God. Because if I have my will, it ain't going to be done. If I have my way, my thoughts, it ain't going to be done. But Lord, your will be done. That's what we're going to talk about today. Your will be done in every situation that we're facing. Your will be done. Let's accept God's will. Let's accept God's will. Take our hands out of it. We have gone as far as we can go. You have did what you can do. Hallelujah. In any situation, there's no specific situation that I'm talking about. I'm saying you have gone as far as you can go. You have did what you can do. Come on. You got to stop stressing yourself over something that you cannot do. Come on. Come out of that bad affliction. You got to allow God to do it and accept God's will. Praise our God. Accept his will. Accept his will. And God's will is mighty fine. God's will is mighty sweet. God's way is a way that we don't understand. Praise God. But we must do what? Accept the will of God. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, God. Not my will, but let thy will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to deal with, by the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life. And when the will of God is for your life, praise God. He have already orchestrated it. He's already designed the will. Praise God. All we got to do is accept the will and walk in the will, which is the word of God. His will is in his will that we be healed. It's in his will that we prosper. It's in his will that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. And it's up to us to do what? To accept his will. It's up to us to do what? To live by his will. It's up to us, praise God, to allow his will to be what? Be done in our lives. We can't change the will of God. Come on, we try. We can't change the will of God. We try to change the will. We try to make the will fit us. But we got to become to fit the will. Remember when Jesus was going there and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, hallelujah, and the Bible said he prayed so to blood drops like sweat. Praise our God, hallelujah. He was praying so intense. He was not silence praying. He was praying so intense, and he said, come on, hallelujah, this is a bitter cup. This is a bitter cup to drink from. Oh God, my Father, this is a bitter cup to drink from. But he said, nevertheless, I'm going to do this, but let thine will be done. Come on, let thine will be done. Praise God. A lot of times in our lives, we're going through a lot of stuff. Everybody's going through a lot of stuff. Your situation may not be like mine. My situation might be like yours. But we got to come to the one agreement on one accord. Let your will be done through this, whatever it is, God. Help me to accept your will. Help me to comply to your will. Help me, God, to walk according to your will, your plan, God. Hallelujah. And not my own plan, not my own thoughts, not my own ways, God. Help me to do what? Accept your will. Come on, somebody need to say in there. And you may not can hear you, but you need to say, Lord, help me to accept your will. Lord, help me to accept your will, Father. Help me to accept your will. The things that you're doing, Father. The things that you allow to happen. Because God does not allow nothing to happen. Come on. It's nothing new under the sun. He does not allow nothing new to happen to come upon you. It's new to you because you don't want to accept the will. It's new to you because you don't want to come complying to the will. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Whatever. Hallelujah. God has a will for us, and we must follow, and we must walk in his will. Come on, his will, his statutes, his laws, his word that will bring us through whatever we're in. Praise God. You say, well, this is hard. Jesus just said, I just told you, he prayed so intense to sweat drop like blood. He prayed so intense while he was yet going to in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah to God. Yo, Garden of Gethsemane, you may be going through, but accept the will of God. Accept his will that he has for you, because his will, hallelujah, his will is a way, mighty plain, mighty sweet. His will bring you out. Come on. Come on. We can't walk in our own will. Come on. We can't walk in our own will. Come on. We can't live by our own thoughts and our own ways, what we should do, what we're going to do. But I tell you, if you accept the will of God, hallelujah. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, God. Hallelujah to God. We have a will also, and we can walk away from the will of God and begin to walk in our own will, begin to walk in our own ways, begin to operate in our own thinking. We're going to be overtaken. We're going to be overtaken. We're going to be consumed by the situation. Why? Because we will not accept the will of God. His will is perfect for your life. His will and way is perfect for your life, my friend. You may not understand it. You may not understand it. But pray, Lord, help me to understand your will. Lord, help me to accept your will, Father. Don't let me walk in my will. Don't let me walk in my ways. Don't let me be in my own thinking. Praise our God. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let me be in my own ways, God. Help me to walk in your will. Help me, God. Help me, God, to walk in your will. Help me, God, to see how you see this, God. Not how I see it by my natural eye, but help me to see it how you see it, God. And he will bring you out. He will deliver you. Accept the will of God. Somebody need to type it on that screen. Praise God. Let his will be done. I accept your will, Father. Come on. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He said, all thy ways acknowledge me. And he's going to do what? Direct your path. The will of God. The will of God for your life is for your life. The enemy can't sip you out. The will of God is for your life. The enemy can't take your mind. The will of God is purpose and plan for your life. Come on, somebody. Send a man, send a boy, send a girl, send a woman. Hallelujah. The will of God. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Come on. It's his will. It's his will. Hallelujah. It's his will. He said, he wished, beloved, hallelujah, that none perish. Come on, he didn't come to do away with it. Come on, the Old Testament, he said, I wish that none would perish. That's his will. His will is for you to live. Come on, his will is for you to live, not die in your sins. Come on, hallelujah. You can have everlasting, eternal life. This is his will for your life today. Praise God. This is his will for your life today. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Don't you let this depression overtake you. Don't you let this sickness overtake you. Don't you let the enemy tell you that this is how it's going to end and this is how it's going to be. That's not the will of God for your life. This is not the will of God for your life. The situations you're in. Come on, the circumstances that you're facing. This morning, right here, 9:18, I want to tell somebody that this is not the will of God for your life. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's over. Don't let the enemy tell you that there's no hope. Don't let the enemy make you feel that there nobody care. Don't you let the enemy bring you into the enemy's will, but stay in the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, my friend. Come on. Get up from there. Come on. Come out from there. Come over. Come cross from there. Because God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for you, young man. God has a plan for you, young woman. God has a plan for you, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman. God has a plan for you. Come on. His will. His will. His will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's get in his will. Let's stay in the will of God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're not going to be overtaken. You're not going to be overthrown. I pray somebody listened to me this morning. You're not going to be overtaken by that situation. You're not going to be overthrown. You're not going to walk off course. Hallelujah. You're going to keep the course. You're going to keep looking up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that did what? Made the heaven and the earth. And he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is going to bring you out. God is going to heal you. God is going to lift you up. Come on, because it's his will. Hallelujah. It's his will. He wished that none shall perish. Come on, but have everlasting life. This is the will of God for your life today. This is the will of God for your life today, mother. This is the will of God for your life today, father, brother, sister. The will of God must be done. Accept the will of God. Accept the will. God, I accept your will. I don't understand it, but God, help me to understand it. God, I don't understand it, but help me to understand your will. The more you seek God concerning his will, he's going to reveal his will and his ways to you. Come on. You can't be overthrown. You hear me out there. Hear me out there. This is not the way your life will end. This is not your final destination. Come on. In this situation, it will not overthrow you. It will not take you out. The will of God is for you to come out. The will of God is for you to be healed. The will of God is for you to be delivered. The will of God is for you to be saved. The will of God is not for you to die in your sins. The will of God. Accept the will of God. Come on, somebody. Accept his will. Lord, I accept your will. Your way. Your thoughts. Come on. Through this. Come on. Your will. Your thoughts through this, whatever you're going through, let God arise. Let God take you through this. Let God bring you out. Let God give you what to say. Come on. Hallelujah. God, anoint my mind while I'm in this, God. Anoint my mind. You said you'll keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee while you yet going through that situation. Don't let the situation talk to you. You talk to the situation. You begin to decree and declare that the will of God will be done through whatever situation, circumstances that you're in right now. You get up from there. Come on. You pull yourself from that dark place. Hallelujah. Come on. You got power. Come on. You got power. Come on. You got power. I'm talking to somebody today has gone and think the will of God cannot be manifested and made in their lives. The will of God is for you to get up. The will of God is for you to come out. The will of God is for you to come through. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. He said he sent his word and he healed them. Come on. He sent his word today. That's his will for your life. He sent his word today. Hallelujah. That whosoever shall believe on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. His will is for you to be saved today. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's his will. Come on. You don't got tangled up in different things. You don't got tangled up in worry. You don't got tangled up in frustration. You don't got tangled up in all sorts of things from the enemy that make you feel that the will of God is for you to stay there. No! Get up! Come on. Hallelujah. I compel you today. Get up from there in the name of Jesus. You will not walk into depression. You will not walk into depression. Come on. You will not be overtaken. Come on. You will walk in his will, in his word, in his ways. Come on. You're healed and you have a sound mind. You are healed and you have a sound mind. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. This is his will for you. Come on. This is his will for you, my brother. Come on. You're not going to do it. You're not going to allow the enemy to tell you anything else. You're not going to allow the enemy, hallelujah, to make you start talking negative, to make you start talking crazy. That's not the will of God for your life. That's not the will of God for your life. What is the will of God for my life, apostle? What is the will of God for my life, prophet? What is the will of God? I believe his will is for you to prosper. His will is for you to be healed. His will is for you to be delivered. His will is for you to be set free. Come on. Whosoever believeth on me, this is his will. They shall have everlasting life. This is his will for you. This is his plan. This is his thought for you. For I know the thoughts, he said. This is his will that I think, oh my God, that I think that I have towards you. Come on here. To give you an expected end. This is his will. No matter what you're in right now, Don't let the enemy. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, I'm not in it. You're not in this, what I'm in. I may not be what you in, but I know God will bring you out of what you in, and he will give you peace, and his will be done. Hallelujah. He told us when we pray in our Father's prayer, he said, our Father, not nobody else's Father, our Father. Hallelujah. He said, pray on this wise. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. You got the hollow God name as these situations. Put him there. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Here we go. Thy kingdom come, and what? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't you know God has already praying the will? It's already done in heaven as it's done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. It's already in the will for your lives. You just got to walk in it. You just got to come compliant to it. Somebody, you got to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just had to take a praise break right now. You got to accept God's will. Stop crying and stop feeling sorry for yourself. You got to accept God's will for your life. Come on here. This will is eternal life. The will that you're trying to walk in is death. It's gonna drain you. It's gonna pull everything out of you, day in and day out. Because you won't allow his will, his perfect will, to be done in your life. Jesus said, I come that you have life, and I can send it and have it more abundantly. His will today is for you to live, my friend. His will today is for you to come up, to come across, come out, come through. That's his will for your life. His will today for your life, that this thing will not overthrow or overtake you into depression, into a dark, deep place where you cannot come out of. Don't allow the enemy to bring this will to you. Accept the will of God. Come on, people. Know who we are. Know who we are. Come on. Know who you can become in Christ, in his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning, Father. We thank you. The will of God is perfect. The will of God is perfect for your life. Not nobody else's will. The will of God is perfect for your life. Walk in his will. Walk in his word. Walk in the statutes of the Lord. Come on. You don't let, as a book of Psalms, let not, we all know that one. Let not your heart be troubled. This is the will of God. Let not your heart be troubled. In the book of Psalms, I was quoting the book of Psalms. It's John. Let not your heart be troubled. But in the book of Psalms, David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what? That made the heavens and the earth. This is his will. And then when I go to John, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. This is the will of God in his will. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house, this is his will. This in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have not told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And that where I am, ye may be also. This is his will for your life. This is his will for your life. You don't have to go through that alone. You don't have to go through that alone. You don't have to go through that alone. You don't have to let this thing overtake you. You don't have to let it run you, because his will, hallelujah, for your life is to prosper you. His will for your life is to save you. His will for your life is to bring you to a expected end. Come on. The will of God. Somebody need to say, Lord, your will be done in my life.